That is the new single for the Foves. It's called Smokin' Again from their latest album. It is their seventh release. It's a self-titled one. And I'm joined in the studio right now by Andrew Cox. G'day, Andrew.
Hello.
Can I call you Coxie or should I just
by
call
all
you
means,
Andrew?
Yeah, let's keep now, it informal, yeah, Coxie.
Coxie. Well, you know, sometimes you want to present in a proper way.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that you asked. A lot of people just leap in, but I'm always happy to be called Coxie, but it's nice to be asked first. I think
it is.
Good old style manners, just showing them if
thanks. Yes, yes. Well, we're a very, you know, well-mannered station here. Hey, listen, congratulations on the album, Smokin' Again. Great little single. It's only not for about a minute and 40 seconds long. Short,
yeah,
sweet.
It's kind of designed for the, I guess, yeah, the average attention span of most, you know, people these days. It's shrinking, you know, year by year. So, our extensive market, you know, our research showed that shorter was going to be better. So, yeah.
And what was that extensive market research?
Oh, you know, we called up a lot of people around dinner time and got a lot of phones hung up in our ear, but the one or two people who did respond to our question said they would definitely prefer Fove's songs to be shorter.
Well, there you go. Smokin' Again, that's not you back on the fags, is it? Is it?
No, it's more, we only have one smoker in our band, that's Ted. And yeah, I was telling you off air earlier that when we first met Ted, he was a completely unreformed smoker. I mean, he had no etiquette, no manners whatsoever. And we've gradually whipped him into the shape over the 10 or so years we've known him, to the point where he's kind of like a cowering cur now with his tail between his legs.
So you make him go outside for a guilt fag?
Yeah, we're trying to even stop him from smoking outside. You know, I mean, the Australian air is relatively, you know, high quality, and we don't feel that he has the right to even pollute that. So we're more trying to get him to go offshore when he smokes. You know, we're like,
can we expect some, the next lot of Foves gigs, some new age, you know, smoke free venue type?
Oh, look, yeah, I'd be all for that, yeah. You know, I mean, I'm too old to be worrying about, you know, how it looks for my rock credibility to say that I'm definitely anti-smoking. So, yeah, I mean, sure, the audience is probably only going to be about five by the time we tell no one can smoke, but, you know, that's only a couple less than we're pulling anyway, so it shouldn't matter too much.
I don't believe you at all. Now, the album, it's been a while. What have you been doing? It's been quite a while since the last album.
Yeah, well, it's most of our, we tend to have like about a 2-year gap between most of our records, and that's not by design, just that's kind of the way things work. You sort of put a record out, tour, write some new songs, and by the time, you know, before you know it, it's 2 years. So we've really been doing nothing, to be honest. I don't have any great stories of the last 12 months especially. We've barely played. We recorded the record, obviously, but that only took about, you know, a week. So,
well, you did a pretty intensive kind of session in there. It was 4 days or something.
Yeah,
wasn't
it? Well, it was grueling. Yeah, it was real boot camp sort of stuff for us. But yeah, apart from those 4 days, so that makes 361 days of the last 12 months that we've done basically nothing.
Well, that's all right. You've got to write some songs somewhere in there as well.
Yeah, well, that took about two more days. So that takes it down to 359.
It's a self-titled number. It's taken you seven albums to do a self-titled album.
Yeah, that's really only because we just couldn't agree on a title. Each record that comes along, the arguments get more and more vehement, and to the point where this time it was kind of, you know, it was approaching sort of, you know, Middle East and deadlock sort of stuff, you know. So in the spirit of détente, we sort of agreed that let's just go for the neutral kind of title, self-titled. And it kind of worked out well. It was one of those ones where immediately we thought, yeah, you know, how you adapt later on to make it, you know, I really should have said all along that it was a great concept, but no, it was just a way of broaching, you know, agreement, I guess.
Well, I read on your website, which is always entertaining, and if you want to have a look at a couple of the diary entries in there, it's www.thefoves.com, is that right?
That's it, Miff, yeah.
And, yeah, you did mention that you were going to call it The Beatles, but someone else had...
Yeah, exactly. I did a bit of a Google search and found out someone else had called an album that. So,
funny,
yeah.
Funny that.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to play a song and we'll come back and have more of a chat. You've chosen to play us Metrosexual off the album. Are you a metrosexual?
Well, look, on some levels, I think I am.
Product.
Probably not product. Yeah. Oh, I don't really use product. I do moisturise. I think that alone probably counts. I'll probably be late on stage for all of these shows because I will be back at the hotel moisturising because, the smoky air and the gig environment does tend to dry the skin a little. So, yeah, what the hell, I'll say it on national radio. I am an out-and-out card-carrying metrosexual.
Well, you better listen to this one. We'll be discussing the lyrics in just a couple of minutes. Metrosexual from the Foves. Triple J.